Hello, this is Manny from Teenage Head Music, and you are listening to Annie's Rock and Roll Show called Melting Pod.
Well, hi everybody, this is Lars Wallin from Sweden, Uddevalla, singer in Straw Dogs, also friend with a white cockatoo. I'm listening to Melting Pod with Annie. Annie from Australia, that's right. And I must say, I really enjoy that Melting Pod, because I found really good music there, so that's great. Yeah, I love to listen to it.
Guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Today, January 8th, we have a special show with the Black Halos and an interview with the singer Billy Hopeless. You will find the song I played in the intro, Last Call, at the Toothless Saloon in their last album, Alive Without Control.
I don't have the heart to deal.
fact, I recorded this interview before Christmas, but I told Billy I have a problem in France with this law which must be voted at the French National Assembly, and I chose to play only French rock band to protest against that. Luck, this law was not accepted, but the fight continues, and I hope you listen to my interview with the deputy on Melting Talk, www.meltingtalk.com. In the background, you are listening to Broken, a Black Hallows song from the last album, and then an interview with Billy, the Black Hallows singer, and you could hear how this man is nice and incredibly honest. It was a pleasure to talk to you, Billy, even with your hopeless cell phone. You got this love, and yeah, the Black Hallows are touring Europe soon in March, April. You can check the date in your town at www.teenageheadmusic.com with Manny Montana, the best manager in the world. Hey, Manny, where is my big check now? Hello, Billy.
Hey, how are you?
Billy from Marseille. You are ready for an interview with me for Melting Pod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little what happens during your U.S. tour? Because I know something from Adam, and you write me some emails.
It was pretty nuts because of the hurricanes. Really, it was crazy being on tour. We're on tour with Dwayne Peters, who I'm listening to right now, actually, on my stereo. Dwayne Peters, who's a famous skateboarder and led the band U.S. Bombs and now has a band, Die Huns. So we're on tour with them and a bunch of skateboarders, and we're playing outdoor skate parks, a lot of outdoor skateboard parks. And the hurricane came and sort of destroyed a lot of cities, and basically, a lot of the outdoor skateboard parks were closed down because of the hurricane, and they were destroyed. So, yeah, shows kept getting canceled, and we just kept having to watch the hurricane constantly. And it was pretty nuts because so many shows got canceled that we were stuck in the U.S. going, now what do we do? No shows for a week. What do you do for a week? So, yeah, we slept on a lot of people's in a lot of people's houses and just kept watching the news and shaking our heads going, oh yeah, another week canceled. But it was fun because, I don't know, I think the best was Dwayne Peters looked at me at one point, and Sky Dwayne Peters, he looks at me and goes, "Why is this happening to us, Billy? I mean, hurricanes destroying everything. Our tour is just becoming a mess. Why is this happening? Why is this happening to us?" And I said, "My last name's Hopeless. Your record label that you own is called Disaster Records. What do you expect? I mean, you got a fair deal with that." And I was laughing at everyone in the band going, "You're in a band with a lead singer whose last name's Hopeless. You ever think about that? This is just normal. It's normal stuff for the Black Halos. I'm so used to it now. When bad stuff happens, I just laugh and go, this is normal."
Why did you choose this name, Billy Hopeless?
I didn't choose the name Billy Hopeless. It sort of was given to me, I guess, in kindergarten in school when I was a little boy. And before that, it was given to my dad, because I remember I went home and all the kids at school, they had, my brother was kind of like way ahead of everyone else. And before Kiss was around, he was wearing silver clothes and had long hair. So everyone picked on my brother and they called him Hopeless. Not a day, beat up Hopeless Day. And so I remember I went to school for the first time ever going to school, and all these kids pinned me against the wall and started chanting out Hopeless and throwing punches at me and beating me up. But I started fighting back, and the name just stuck. And I remember I went home and I told my dad, and he said, "Oh, I've heard that before. Your brother's heard that. We've all heard the name Hopeless." And so I just sort of, everyone kept calling me Hopeless, like my brother. And then I met Joe Shithead from DOA, and he sort of looked at me and went, "Hopeless, that's a great name." And I went, "Really?" And he introduced me to punk rock pretty much and said, "Hey, my name's Joe Shithead. How do you think I feel?" And I went, "Wow, you're in DOA. What a great punk band." And so I realized that Hopeless isn't a bad name. Actually, it's a pretty cool name when you're playing punk rock music. It's a great name. It's not bad. Also, it's way easier when things screw up, because you just look and go, if I screw up, I get to look and go, my last name's Hopeless. What do you expect?
And where did you take this idea to sing in your show? What I saw when I watched on your video, that at the end of your show, you are half neck every time.
Yeah, that just happens. I sweat a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I go crazy. When I hear the music, I don't think at all. I never think. I just act and let go. And then I sweat a lot. And I don't know, something just about destruction. It's almost like you get dressed up in all these nice clothes, and then you realize, let's destroy these clothes. Let's destroy everything, including yourself. And that sort of happens, I think. Next thing you know, you end up. Also, I think it's quite scary. I watch myself on video, and I go, that's the last thing anyone wants to see, is Billy Hopeless naked.
Why did you, I read on your website, you write, "My favorite destination in the whole world is Spain." And why is that? Why Spain?
Spain, because Spain is one of the only places I've seen in Europe. And they just are so amazing there. They treat me so good. They're fun. The people of Spain are a good time. They're just a really good time. And it's beautiful. That's why I want to see more of Europe, because I believe that if Spain's that great, that means that the rest of Europe, there's got to be a lot of places that are really cool like that, where people are cool and people really live to have a good time. Europe's much more laid back than the U.S. It's way cooler than the U.S., for sure. And every band I talk to says that. And from what I've seen, like, Spain's all I've seen other than England. And Spain, they're really, really cool people. They really love rock and roll. They love punk rock. They love music. They love art. And
their love life.
Really cool.
Their love life. They love to drink and do party, like in south of France.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like you just, and when you tour America, you really see that in America. Canada's a bit better. Canada's quite a bit better. But America, they destroy all the buildings, like old buildings. People are jaded and they don't really care about music. They don't care about art or music. They think if you're a musician, you're a bum. If you're an artist, you're just like, you're a bum. You're no good. And you see it in Europe with art's still art. An artist is still an artist, and rock and roll is still alive. And punk rock is very, very much alive in Europe. Everyone I talk to, it's bands that I like that nobody else, no one cares about out here or in America, people still really love, and that's cool. Yeah, it's like those old buildings. You keep them alive. You keep music alive, and that's really important. You keep your history alive.
Yes, we spoke about Europe, but and you what you say is a little like the Frank Meyer of the Street Walking Cheetahs. You know that man, I think.
I like the Street Walking Cheetahs a lot. They're good guys. Those guys are great. Yeah, we've known them. We knew them. We know meet a lot of bands. It's weird. We make friends with so many bands. Yeah, I haven't seen the Street Walking Cheetahs now that they're back together. I haven't seen them, but they're great.
Because he told me the same thing like you, that in the United States, the people are very cold and don't really show their appreciate rock and roll. And the pleasure in Europe is that the people are enthusiastic.
Yeah.
For the music.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. It's true. It's really true, I mean.
In bed.
It was Burning Trash. And now the interview again with Billy Hopeless. Speaking about Frank Meyer, I have a little joke for you. Yeah, are you okay? Yes, because you maybe don't know, he worked for a TV show in Los Angeles, which called The Man Show. And he did.
Yeah, The Man Show, yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
And you know that he did interview with porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I spoke with him because I want to do The Woman Show on Melting Pod. And I want to take his question and ask this question to men. And Billy, you are the first man.
I think I'm going to really like Marseille. I think I'm really going to like that.
Because I want to do an interview with Frank yesterday night, and he canceled at the last minute. And I want to ask this question. I need a test. You are my test, okay? I think you are the good person for that. Yes?
That would be awesome. But I don't know, because you see, that's the thing. I think girls are like, girls are beautiful, but I think most of us guys, we're ugly things. I don't think anyone would want to watch it. It's why like girls will look at a naked girl and go, oh, that girl is beautiful. But when they see a naked guy, they're like, most girls will go, oh, yeah, I like them, but God, they're just like Frankensteins.
Billy, I didn't say I put pictures on my website. I only say I did the interview. Okay? This is only the sound.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. That's the first thing. No one would look at your website. If it's a picture of me, they'd look at it, but it'd be like looking at a car accident. They'd look at it going, oh my, oh no, 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 no. That's the thing. I think you got to get the other guys in the band are all pretty good looking guys. They're all good looking guys. But me, nah, I'm the monster. No one wants to see the monster.
Billy, the first question. What are your projects with Black Allows before to come to Europe? Before March or April 2006? That is my first question.
Yeah, we're playing with Social Distortion in Disneyland. We're just sort of taking a break right now. There's nothing until 2006, really, because we're just taking a break. It's Christmas time. Yes. We're just going to all take a break right now. And relax. We just, after touring like we just did through the nightmare, I think we all need a break just to sort of sit back and go, oh, we're alive still. Okay, 2006, here we go again. Do it all over again. Back into the hurricanes.
Okay, second question. What is the best part of being a rocker? A rocker like you?
The best part is, I'd say the best part is I'm doing what I love, and when people come up and say that they really love it, that they love the music, that I think is the best part ever, because there's not very many people, I think, especially like when you're in America or somewhere like that, there's not very many people that really love this type of music. And when I was a kid and nobody liked it. So I remember I used to get beat up for wearing a jacket with New York Dolls on the back of it, or laughed at for looking like one of the Ramones and wearing Ramones t-shirts when I was a kid. So I think that's the best part, is it's sort of that way again now, where a lot of people don't really like the type of music we like. But when one kid comes up and in the U.S., this one kid comes up, and he reminded me so much of me when I was a kid. And he goes, I just want to tell you you're my favorite band in the whole world. And I just looked and went, I know exactly how that feels, because a lot of the bands I love, nobody liked when I was growing up, and they still don't like a lot of the bands I like. They just wear t-shirts of the bands now, but they don't really like them. And so I think that's the best part, is when one person comes up and says, I really like this, and it's not a huge crowd. That means the most to me. It means I'm doing something right, because if it was a huge crowd that really liked us, I'd probably think that there was something wrong with it, and it was probably kind of shitty music.
Okay. And what is the worst part? The worst.
The worst part of it, I think, is that I'm a danger to myself, and I wound up in the hospital before the last tour. On a tour we were on across the U.S., I wound up getting put in the hospital, and I think that's the worst part. Is it's the best and the worst is the fact that you get to drink every night. You're drunk every night of your life, and you're not eating good. So your body, and you're just giving out every part of yourself and destroying yourself every night. So sometimes you got to go into the machine shop and get repaired. I hate that. I hate going to the hospital. What makes me get injured. I love it, but when you get injured, it really sucks sometimes.
Okay, now you must be ready, because there's a question of Frank Meyer to the porn star, but they are women. And after the two first questions, he asks your bust size. And I can't ask you your bust size.
No, my breast size is really small.
What can I ask for a man? You must help me. Because you are the first, you are the test. Then,
are you going to ask me my penis size? Are you going to ask how big my cock is?
Because if you find a good question, then I can ask that to Frank Meyer the second time next week.
It's not the size, it's how you use it. That's really, really what matters. I don't know, I never measure. I was sure
the man says that they are not honest. They say, I never measure that. You have an ID.
I don't know. I never really think about it that much. I don't know. It's usually hidden when it's usually inside somewhere when it's out. So I never get to see it that often.
Because the question after that the women are very proud to answer a very large size, as you can imagine, if you already watch at the pictures. And the question after that is real or fake? and every woman answer fake. If you follow the man show. And I ask me what I can ask to the men.
You the rubber? Oh, yeah, you gotta. You gotta. I mean, it's important nowadays. I don't want to die that way. You gotta use the rubber. I don't want no baby Billy Hopeless is running around. That's the last thing the world needs, is another one of me. I mean, I think it's really important to use the rubber, because, that'd be the last thing. Can you imagine if there was more than one of me? It'd be terrible. That's the last thing anyone needs. I think if there ever was one, it'd be named abortion from the first day it was born.
Last question. Did you did you already have sex on a trampoline?
Have I ever had sex? Now we're back to the man show. Have I ever had sex on a trampoline? No, I've never had sex on a trampoline. I've had sex on a bunch of tires in a junkyard, the inner tube, the big inflated things from tires, which was pretty bouncy. But no, I never had sex on a trampoline. I think that'd be pretty, it'd be pretty interesting. I don't know, I think it'd be pretty painful for the girl. Although naked girls jumping on trampolines is a really cool thing. I don't think guys would work the same, because the penis would just pop up and down, and that would be about it. But girls, see breasts bouncing on trampolines, that is an art form. And the guys would have to be wearing tuxes or something to really make it work.
Okay.
So, no, I've never had sex on a trampoline. But on stage, the stage is pretty much like a trampoline to me, I think.
Do you want to say?
When I'm playing on stage, it's kind of like, when I'm playing on stage, it's kind of like sex, and the stage is kind of like a trampoline. Every piece of the floor makes me bounce.
But did you have sex on stage?
No, well, just musically with the band. I think I've had sex with four other guys, like, so often, but I've had on stage pretty much, because music is sex. Rock and roll is sex. But, no, but I've been pissed on stage. I've been peed on stage. And I've had girls stick their fingers up my bum on stage quite often. That's happened. I've had the finger in the anus a few times. And I don't know why girls want to do that. I don't get that. I've had girls grab me on stage. But I've never had sex on stage either.
Billy, you are very honest. I want to stop this torture interview for you, but I thought it was, you are very the good person to begin. Billy, I want to ask you a serious thing. Yes, is it, can you say me? I am Billy Hopeless from the Black Halos, and I am listening to Melting Pod with Hani from Marseille. My radio.
Yeah, what's it? It's what's the show called?
Melting Pod.
Hi, this is Billy Hopeless from the Black Halos, and you listen to this crazy webcast type thing. This crazy, I don't know what it is, but it's rock and roll, and that's what it is. With Annie from Marseille, this show rules.
I hope it's
How
good because it's very good, but I feel your telephone is not very good.
Oh, I can't make it out. I'm sorry. I'm hopeless. I'll see. There it is.
But it's very good. It's very good. I thank you, Billy.
Okay, thank you. And I can't wait to come to my play. I can't wait to come to Europe.
Yes, I'm waiting for you.
I can't. It's going to be so fun. We're going to have fun. Tell all the girls, please don't run away. It's not that scary.
Okay, thank you, Billy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Missy.
Oh, Halos. This is Adam Backbar from the Black Halos. You're listening to Annie on the Melting Pod.
Bye, tschüss, au revoir. Send me your comment on www.meltingpod.com and stay connected with... What is aphrodisiac in Bulgarian?
In Bulgarian, aphrodisiac is aphrodisiac.
Very interesting. In Poland?
In Polish, aphrodisiac is aphrodisiac.
In Portuguese?
What? Aphrodisiaco.
Aphrodisiac.
And in German?
We don't need it.
How do you say aphrodisiac in Italian?
Aphrodisiaco.
And you?
Aphrodisiaco.
In Dutch? Yeah, in Dutch.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Aphrodisiac, it's the same.
Aphrodisiac.
Yes, I am. Swedish. Skål, skål, skål.